He insists inflation is not his fault. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden tells the AP Republican claims his COVID federal spending led to surging prices are bizarre.
But he does admit the country is in a funk, which he blames on the pandemic, saying this: people are really, really down. Most of it's a consequence of the COVID crisis. Now this, after Biden blamed oil companies for that $5 gas.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Gas is down a penny, but AAA has diesel at a record high again today, nearly $5.80 a gallon. Ukraine could join the European Union. The EU's executive arm is recommending allowing that country to be a membership candidate as Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine's east with reports of many deaths today in the Luhansk region. There'll be a special prayer service in an hour at a church in Alabama, not far from the one where a man killed two people last night.
A suspected gunman is in custody following a shooting at a potluck dinner at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, near Birmingham, but no one seems to know why he did it. Two victims died from their wounds. At least one more was treated at a hospital.
Fox's Evan Brown. Julian Assange, closer than ever to finally being sent to the U.S. to face trial for spying. Britain signed an executive or extradition order today, though Assange will appeal.
For years, Assange has worked to keep from being tried in the U.S. on 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse. Prosecutors say Assange helped Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal classified documents and military files, which WikiLeaks later published. Lawyers for Assange say he was acting as a journalist and is protected under the First Amendment.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. They partied late into the night in the San Francisco Bay Area after the Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship.
Really awesome. I am so glad.
It's the Warriors' fourth title in 8 years.
Another day at the office. I'm used to it. Warrior game. This is what we do out here.
The Warriors finished off the Celtics last night. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We are just getting this breaking story out of Washington. The FDA has authorized the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under the age of five. Moderna and Pfizer both are hoping to administer those shots. The CDC will have a review next. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot plans two more hearings next week. At the one yesterday, retired federal judge Michael Luttig talked about his recommendation to then Vice President Pence not to block Joe Biden's election certification.
I believe would have been tantamount to a revolution.
Fox's Chad Pergrams at the Capitol.
The committee aimed to show that former President Trump wanted Vice President Mike Pence to tip the scales in his favor during the certification of the Electoral College. Federal Judge Michael Luttig warned Pence that getting involved constituted a, quote, treacherous plan to steal America's democracy. Luttig says the former president poses what he called a clear and present danger.
Most Republicans have called the Democrat-led investigation unfair and political. This is another tough day for a lot of people trying to travel somewhere. Another 900-plus flights canceled to or from or within the U.S.
Between storms and staffing shortages, especially for pilots, airlines have canceled more than 2,500 flights in just 2 days, according to FlightAware. TSA says the number of airline travelers in the U.S. is also rising. It's topped 2 million a day for almost every day this month. That's up from last year, but still fewer than pre-pandemic levels. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A court in Michigan has just rejected another appeal for Dr. Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting gymnasts, some of them gold medalists. On Wall Street, stocks could rise the day after a big plunge sent the Dow back below 30,000. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.